Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Tage, Lindy was talking yesterday about, he talked to you and Dellen about maybe simplifying some of the defensive coverages as centermen, because he says we ask a lot of our centermen to do that. With the work that he's been with you guys the last couple of times, do you see it in, your game improving as far as defensively goes?
I think start of the season I was really good defensively, and I think just the last few games, I think minus Detroit, I thought I was pretty good defensively there, but prior to that, last like two or three games before that, just a couple of my habits, just swinging in the D zone instead of stopping, facing the puck, being in good support, details where you're swinging too much and leaving the middle of the ice open. So as a center, you got a responsibility to protect the middle of the ice and stop on pucks, and that was something I think that was slipping a little bit. So
is it just reps in practice that help you with that?
I think seeing it on film, I think just mentally, just making sure you're focusing on that every shift. I think sometimes you come into the D zone and you think the D might have possession and you're looking to go north and go play offense, and sometimes you got to be there, if a play breaks down or if they botch it or if we don't have full control. And I think a couple times I'm just a little too antsy to be going north with it before we have clean control.
Tage, Dellen just said to us, that in years past, maybe you guys have let like the outside noise in a little bit. How hard mentally is it to kind of block that out and just put your head down and kind of get to your best game?
It's definitely tough. You hear it a lot. It's tough. We lost seven in a row, so you're going to hear it. And I think regardless of the noise, I think you lose seven in a row, kind of, like I said after the game the other night, it's easy to grip on your stick and try to overcomplicate things or be a little nervous to make plays, and easy to lose confidence. So I think for us in here, we just have to stay positive and try to get out of this rut. And the only way through it is together and using each other. And I think we'll be fine. We'll get ourselves out of this.
Lindy says, too, often that, it's on him to kind of get you guys out of this and not let it snowball any further. How have you seen him, as a head coach in his first year here, kind of like lead you guys through that, build some confidence, but also, toughen you up to get you out of it?
Yeah, he's done everything he can. He shows us what we need to do, and it's just up to us to do it. And we haven't been holding up our end of the bargain. It falls on us. It falls on me. And got to be better, and like I just said, he's shown me clips where I need to be better in the D zone, and coming back into D zone coverage, and there's other assets of the game that everyone in here can get better at, and individually and as a group, so you just have to do it.
I haven't had a chance to ask you this, because I've only talked to you after a game. Team USA, Cole Caulfield had 16 goals, you had 13. You're the top two U.S. goal scorers in the NHL, and neither one of you get picked for the team. Were you upset about it? Did you think about it, or how did that hit you?
Yeah, I obviously would have loved to be on the team. It's a huge badge of honor getting to wear, your country's colors and represent USA, and something I always look forward to doing. And obviously, I was hoping I'd be selected for that team, and didn't. They went with other guys and went a different route, and it is what it is. I can't really control that. And yeah, it stings, but at the end of the day, my priority is helping our team here win and get better. And obviously, yeah, I would have liked to be picked for the team, but not much I can do.